search engine.
Boy, talk about a beautiful weekend. First real weekend of fall, and oh, it was nice weather. Hopefully you got out and enjoyed it a little bit. Beautiful daytime temperatures, nice crisp overnight temperatures. Didn't get quite as cold as we thought it might. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good week this week. We're going to talk more about that weather forecast. That coming up in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Sarah from Reimagined Home in beautiful downtown Colville. We are your premier one-stop shop for flooring, blinds, home decor, furniture, locally made gifts, and so much more. Everything you need to turn your house into your dream home. We carry Annie Sloan chalk paint, the one and only true chalk paint. We also offer custom painting and fun workshops. Come check us out at 108 South Main in Colville or give us a call at 509-684-4673.
There is a special meeting for Stevens County Fire District 11. It is going to be a remote conference call. That taking place this morning at 10 o'clock. They're ordering up a shop vac and discussing record retention. They've got a grant there and got to pay some Department of Licensing vehicle registration fees. If you are interested, the public is invited to attend the conference call. You get a hold of the secretary at 509-680-2900. That's for Stevens County Fire District 11. By the way, the Fire District 11's got a big fundraising event coming up October the 8th. That'll be from 3 till 7 at the Onion Creek Fire Station. They'll have live music, a silent auction, a chili feed, Smokey Bear going to be on hand, and more. That going for Stevens County Fire District 11. It's a fundraiser for the Firefighters Association.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
All right, the first ever, it was before all this pandemic hoo-ha. If you missed the first ever Wildland Firefighter Olympics, well, it's back. Chance to participate in the second big event. This is going to be taking place down in Chewila, the Wildland Firefighter Olympics.
I'm Guy Gifford. I'm with the Wildland Firefighter Olympics, the public information officer. That will be on October 1st at Chewila City Park. We're organizing the second Firefighter Olympics as a fundraiser event to support the Wildland Fire Foundation Fund. Our first event was before COVID, and we're bringing it back after COVID. And we're raising funds for the Wildland Fire Foundation, which supports firefighters who are seriously injured, who have died in the line of duty. So it supports their families in helping get through that tragedy. We'll have teams from all agencies. They could be state, they can be private, they can be federal. Contract crews are supplying some teams to compete in these Olympics to determine who's the best firefighter and to raise funds for this great cause. There will be some kid events going on that day, a little junior event. We'll have Smokey Bear there. Other activities will be going on to encourage people there. We'll have some other opportunities like a raffle. The Chewila Fire Department will be selling food that goes all to the Wildland Fire Foundation. So there's a lot of other ways to support the place, buy some food, and you can be supporting the Wildland Fire Foundation. The teams are going to be competing. We're not disclosing those competitions. It's going to be six different ones because we're going to keep it a surprise of firefighters. But it'll be things that challenge our firefighters or simulate some of the things that a wildland firefighter will do. There's actually going to be a coloring contest for children to win a small smoky bear. There's going to be a junior firefighter Olympics in the afternoon, put on by the local fire department. So it'll be a lot of other activities for people to do while they're there, and a couple information tables about how to protect your home from wildfire, how to burn safely. Team, you can be a current or past firefighter. You don't have to be a current firefighter to participate. One, you just give me a phone call. 509-990-6218 is one way to sign up your team. There's also a web link you can go to. We're also looking for sponsors to do that. You can either sponsor a team, just be a sponsor with all proceeds going to the Wildland Fire Foundation Fund, joining the raffle, buying the food with all the proceeds going to the Wildland Fire Foundation. We are trying to pull in what we call some ad hoc teams. So if someone is not on a team or can't form one, reach out to Steve Harris and he'll be trying to form these ad hoc teams. We do have some cool teams. A father who fought fires before he had children, he's a school teacher, didn't fight fires when he was raising his family. His kids fought fires. His kids have left, and now he's fighting fires again in the summer, and he's forming a team with him and his adult children. We also have Truly for Children under 18 event.
All right. That's going to be a whole day of activity. Again, if you don't have a team put together and you would like to participate, give Steve Harris a call. Join in with a team. You call Steve Harris at 509-995-4373. The Wildland Firefighter Olympics coming up Saturday, Chewila City Park. Gets underway at 11 o'clock, and registration starts at 10.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd, or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018, or go to abc-heating.com.
You want to get together with some fun folks, an opportunity for anyone interested in wine production to participate in the grape harvest at China Bend. They're putting together the list of interested people who might be available. You head up to the vineyard, pick some grapes, enjoy a delicious lunch, learn about the unique experience of a grape harvest. Harvest in really a beautiful setting.
This is Bart Loyalty Alexander at the China Bend Winery, and we are inviting you to harvest grapes with us. The grapes in our vineyard are getting nice and plump and ripe. This is the most crucial task in the whole process of making fine wine. It is also a most fun and enjoyable experience. Harvesting requires many hands to bring the crop in from the vineyard to the winery. We are now putting out the call for harvesters to help and enjoy this rich annual experience. The harvest will be starting in the next few weeks and will continue for about a month. This will be a very busy time for us. Harvesting is really light work and lots of fun. It's a rich experience to handle and taste the bounty of the vine and to participate in the harvest and crush, the first steps in creating our delicious organic wines. The harvest day usually begins around 9 o'clock, and at the end of the harvest day, a beautiful harvest lunch will be prepared by Victory. It will be served to all harvesters, and each harvester will receive a bottle of our organic headache-free wines. If you would like to join us, please contact us. We will put you on the call list. We don't know yet the exact dates we will be picking. Mother Nature definitely is in control of that. We will only be able to let you know a few days in advance of the harvest. So please contact us. You can phone us at area code 509, number 732-6123. Call us now to get on the call list and give us your phone number so we can get a hold of you. We don't crush grapes with our feet. We have a machine, thank goodness, that handles that. Back in the day, that was the way that grapes were crushed for the harvest. Usually each vineyard would have a big stone vat that would be 10, 15 feet wide, and the harvesters would simply dump the grapes into the bin and into this tank or tub. And when it got full enough, the harvesters would wash their feet, lift up their skirts and pull up their pants and get in there and stomp and dance. It's really a rich experience. The fall colors, the beautiful ripe grapes, the taste of the grapes, and just to be able to catch the whole operation, really. On any one day of picking, we need around 10 to 12 people. And the harvest will be spread out over a few weeks. And so Mother Nature is definitely in control of each of the varieties comes ripe and ready to harvest. There'll be many opportunities, many days that the pickers can come out. Typically, we have 16 different blocks of grapes. Usually, we're not picking any more than 2 blocks on any particular day. And 10 or 12 people, starting at 9 o'clock or so in the morning, can easily pick that amount of grapes by noon or 1 o'clock. And then everybody comes on up to the nice lawn in front of the winery, and we have all the picnic tables for Victory. I'll have the lunch all ready to go, and that's it. And then maybe it might be 2 or 3 or 4 days later, we'll be ready to harvest the next batch and put out the call again. And also, we want to remind everybody that we are now open daily from noon to 5. We invite you to come on out to the winery, to the tasting room, and sample our delicious headache-free organic wines. We invite you to come on out and help us, and thanks for your participation.
All right, there you go. You go up and help pick the grapes. They don't stomp the grapes anymore. They've got machinery to do that. This year, I'm not going to make it up to China Bend for the grape harvest. A little later in October, I'm headed south for where they actually are going. They still stomp the grapes. So going to be down in northern Nevada to a winery that going to actually harvest and stomp the grapes, but they invite you up there to China Bend Winery. Give Bart a call, 509-732-6123. Pick grapes for a few hours, have a fabulous lunch, and enjoy the scenery, too.
Right now at Saunders Furniture, you can get up to 2 years 0% special financing with your good credit during the seasonal sale. New dining room sets, bedroom suites, and heat massage recliners are in stock now. Take up to 24 months with no interest to pay off your new furniture and cozy up on a brand new 10-inch queen flippable mattress for just $399. Delivery and setup available at Saunders Furniture, 279 South Main Street in downtown Colville.
Well, it has been quite a period of time for Ryan Pankey. Joined the Chihuahua Police Department in 2000, was named police chief late January of 2021. And now the investigation into allegations of misconduct have been concluded by the city of Chihuahua. I don't have any report here on this Monday if the formal response was made Friday. That is when the city wanted a response from Pankey and his attorneys, response to the allegations. We'll be checking with the city of Chihuahua on that. Still really gray, very unclear as to specific allegations against Pankey. He has been on paid administrative leave since May the 3rd. So we will keep you up to date on what's going on there.
Sherman Creek Orchard now has peaches. They are nutrient-dense and mountain fresh straight from Sherman Creek, the mountain stream. They have three varieties of peaches: Rosa, Red Globe, and Hail. These peaches are grown organic or better. You can drop by 32 Apple Tree Drive just off the Inchleam Kettle Falls Road anytime from daylight to dark. They are based on the honor system, so simply pick out your fruit and put your cash in the box. Sherman Creek Orchard also has nectarines, Italian prunes, Bartlett pears, cherry juice, and apple cider. For large orders, call 509-738-6997.
Well, the city of Colville is a little closer toward having their homeless area completed on Lewis Parish Road. The fence company getting the fencing all done Friday, and they got a lot of the privacy slats put in the chain link fence, so you don't really see what's going on in the compound. They've still got more of the green slats to put in the chain link fence, but we're getting very close to a place for the homeless and their vehicles to go here in Colville.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Oh, boy, what a weekend for sports. Fabulous weekend, terrible weekend. It was, I'll tell you, man, I was getting texts from folks down in Vegas all weekend. I mean, we were here in the Pacific Northwest. A lot of attention was being paid, everything from the Huskies to the Cougars in Oregon, and then yesterday's Seahawk game. And then, oh man, what do we say about the Mariners? Let's start things off Saturday. WSU showed that they really should be getting some national attention, because it took number 15 Oregon right down to a minute 21 left to go, a 50-yard touchdown pass, Bo Nix to Troy Franklin, the Ducks scoring three very late touchdowns, just getting past Washington State 44-41 Saturday. The Cougars now 3-1 overall. WSU had a 34-22 lead. There was only 6 minutes left in the game, but oh, the Ducks roared back. Third straight win for the Ducks. Oregon had 624 yards in offense, but tell you what, the Cougars are for real. They just didn't get the final touches on Saturday. Narrow loss. Again, Seahawks lose. They played it safe. They chose a field goal on a fourth down late in the third quarter. Lose 27-23 to the Atlanta Falcons. Seahawks had their chances. The offense, you know, you get 23 points, you should be doing okay. But defensively, the Seahawks just didn't stop Atlanta. But when the game was tied up 20-20 late in the third quarter, fourth and two inside the 10, Seahawks kick the field goal. That would be, kind of the traditional thing to do. But ended up losing the game 27-23. Oh, what to say about the Mariners. The Mariners are 3 wins, 7 losses in their last 10 games. Now, luckily for Seattle, right below Seattle as far as the wild card standings go, is Baltimore. Baltimore also has been on a slump. They have been 4-6, so Baltimore is still 4 games out of the wild card. Tampa Bay, 4-6, their last 10 games. Toronto, 5-5. All of the playoff, the wild card teams, have had a real terrible time their last 10 games. A wild card standings, Toronto stands up on top. They're 2.5 games up. Tampa Bay, a half game. They're 2 games behind Toronto. And then there's Seattle. They are still 4 games ahead of Baltimore. So we're getting down to the final games. In fact, there's no more road games. It's all home games now, starting Tuesday. Night games against the Texas Rangers, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. A night game on Friday against Oakland. It'll be a day game Saturday and Sunday against Oakland. And then we wrap up the regular season Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll get 4 games in against Detroit. It'll be a traditional doubleheader coming up on Tuesday, October 4th. So the Mariners, we are down to it. 3 with Texas, 3 with Oakland, 4 with Detroit. And they are still 4 games up on Baltimore. So things are still looking okay. But boy, been in a slump. They're against Los Angeles, Oakland, and now Kansas City with the sweep. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. 130 West 10th Avenue in Kettle Falls, offering general dentistry for all ages. New patients and emergencies are welcome. Call 738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. 84 degrees, sunshine. Beautiful afternoon today, 42 overnight, 88 the expected high Tuesday, still 80 degrees on Wednesday. Now the cold front is then going to come in, 80 for a high Wednesday, 67 the high Thursday, 72 Friday, 74 Saturday, 73 Sunday, lots of sunshine. Boy, all week long, going to be fabulous. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile at Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. Enjoy the Monday. The weekend was fabulous. Looks like great weather, hot weather today. It's Monday morning. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK.